we're going to try something new this year. We're going to try to offer what we're calling courtesy tours. And what we're doing is we're bringing in around 50 farmer volunteers that we've hand-selected from around the state of Wisconsin and Minnesota. And these farmers are going to come in and give small group tours of Tent City to the non-farm attendees. And we're really hoping to accomplish about three things there. We want to first welcome the non-farm attendees to our Farm Technology Days. We want to answer any questions that they may have. But we also want to, you know, act as a liaison and also to build relationships. We want these people to develop a personal relationship with the non-farm attendees that happen to take one of these tours.
Now, how'd you get the idea for this?
Well, it was, you know, all things happen for a reason, I guess, and I didn't catch the name of the gentleman that asked me a question last year when I was down at Craves walking around. But a gentleman walked up to me and asked me, what is that piece of equipment there? And I explained it to him and what it did, and he was just tickled to death. It was just like I made his day by taking 30 seconds out of my day and explaining something to him, and it was very simple. But, you know, that takes a very forward person to ask a question like that. And so, Bob, what we're trying to do is offer a vehicle for those people to ask those types of questions.
Now, if someone is coming to Tent City, how do they find you?
We're going to be located in the Applied Technologies tent. That is one of the educational committee tents. And there, we have a prominent display there, and they'll just have to walk up, and we'll fill tours as they become available.
And you take them throughout the Tent City and explain different things to them.
Exactly. So what we'll do is we'll have three or four routes predetermined, and as a tour guide becomes available for us, we'll send them out as we get 8 to 12 people and send them out on one of these predetermined routes. And the only reason we're doing the predetermined routes is so that we don't end up all in one location. We want to spread this out a little bit. And they will just act as a liaison between the people taking the tour and the vendors that are there having their merchandise on display. And they don't need to be experts on everything that they're going to show, because they just need to answer general questions and make that connection, talk about themselves and what they do for a living. And then if there are further, more specific questions, the vendors will be able to answer that on their own.
Now, are you talking to vendors beforehand? You'll have targeted vendors that you'll be going out to then, too?
Yes. The routes will all be determined, but we're going to have a letter that will go out in everybody's, in all of the vendors' packets that go out ahead of time explaining what it is that we're going to be doing, so that they'll have a heads up and understand when this group of people comes up and they have some questions, take a little bit of your time and explain that to, you know, explain what it is that your product does. Even though this group may not be directly purchasing that piece of equipment, they are purchasing our products. They are consumers, and they're purchasing the farmers' products and enabling the farmers to buy those products.
So one of the things we've talked about, you know, with this location is you guys are being pushed. You have urban sprawl out here. You're within driving distance of the Twin Cities. How have you seen this need for education for the general public grow for agriculture in your area over the years?
Well, it is, and I think that's one of the why the idea probably came to me, is because I live on the eastern edge of Pierce County, and we don't have nearly the sprawl that they have in the western side here where the Tech Days is going to be located. However, we have a number of houses that have grown up, obviously not lately, but over the last decade. And our neighbors all used to be farmers, and now they're not. And so we really need, as people become more and more removed from the farm, we need to reconnect them to the farm and explaining to them what it is that we do, and putting real faces with this occupation that we call farming.